Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthi Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, October 30th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Traffic stopped by CHP leads to possible human trafficking investigation. Driver airlifted from Cliffside on Indian Valley Road. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A routine traffic stop by the California Highway Patrol led to the discovery of a possible human trafficking incident. According to a social media post made by CHP, an officer made an enforcement stop on a speeding vehicle on October 20th on the US 101 North here in the North County. According to the post, the officer observed indicators of criminal activity when they made contact with the vehicle's occupants. Members of Templeton CHP, Commercial Enforcement Unit, and Coastal Division's Investigative Services began an investigation into suspected human trafficking. CHP says two victims of human trafficking were identified with the assistance of San Luis Obispo County Victims Advocate Group. Driver airlifted from Cliffside near Indian Valley Road. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. CHP released a statement of a single vehicle collision that resulted in major injuries on Indian Valley Road. CHP says the incident took place between approximately 4 and 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 28th. A 2002 GMC Sierra pickup, driven by a 30-year-old woman, veered off the west edge of the roadway while driving northbound on Indian Valley Road. CHP says a passerby spotted the vehicle at the bottom of a steep cliff and called 911. The driver was extricated and airlifted to the Marion Medical Center in Santa Maria. CHP says the driver sustained major injuries and it is unknown what factors caused this incident. Drugs or alcohol do not appear to be a contributing factor. The investigation is still ongoing. The Paso Robles High School Drama Club, Leadership, Business, and Art Clubs, in collaboration with Paso Robles Lions Club and Downtown Main Street Association, will be presenting A Haunted Maze tonight and tomorrow. These clubs have come together to create a thrilling experience. Ghost Stories, A Tale of La Llorona, beckons you into the shadows and into the haunted maze. Attendees can choose their level of terror as they face the chilling unknown, alone or with friends. The maze will be available tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 8 p.m. at Paso Robles High School Student Parking Lot, 801 Niblick Road. Admission is $3 for ages 10 and under and $5 for ages 11 and up. Proceeds will support the youth of Paso Robles. Popcorn and cotton candy will also be available. Join the city of Paso Robles or Atascadero for a night of Halloween fun this Friday. A safe and fun Halloween event will be held in downtown Paso Robles from 4 to 7 p.m. tomorrow night. This free admission event promises to have trick-or-treating with downtown merchants and a trunk or treat around the city park. Street closures and towing will be in effect from 3 to 8 p.m. on 11th and 12th Streets from Spring to Pine, as well as Pine and Park Street from 11th to 14th Streets. In the city of Atascadero, don't forget, Orange and Gray Friday returns to downtown Atascadero tomorrow for their home game. Participating restaurants will be offering discounts for those in their orange and gray. Also on Halloween night will be trick-or-treat downtown Atascadero from 5 to 8 p.m. Bring your families for trick-or-treating in downtown participating shops, as well as activities in different locations. Then on Saturday is Dia de los Muertos at the Central Coast Zoo, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-1 yesterday, winning Game 5 of the World Series. The Blue Jays now lead 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow. In the NFL, tonight the Ravens will face the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California news coming up next.
At Davis Body Shop, we receive many letters and emails and pay attention to what our customers have to say about our service. We realize that it's a stressful time after an accident, so our emphasis at Davis Body Shop is not only on the repair of your vehicle, but on the service and attention we provide from the minute you work with our professional staff. Here's what Adrienne had to say.
I found Davis Body Shop and Eric in particular to be very helpful and professional. They kept me informed throughout the process, through emails and phone calls, and went above and beyond what they said they would do. They also were very quick and had my car back to me ahead of schedule. I'm very pleased with the whole experience. Thank you, Davis Body Shop.
Davis Body Shop, the auto collision specialist that you can trust on El Camino Real in Atascadero, with a convenient enterprise car rental facility on site. And Davis Body Shop at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
California headline news. Governor Gavin Newsom says he's fed up with the Trump administration and how others are reacting to it.
I'm disgusted what's happened in this country. I'm disgusted by the supine Congress. I'm disgusted by how the private sector is conducting themselves. I'm disgusted by universities selling their soul and law firms.
Newsom interviewed on an ABC News podcast saying he's exasperated over Democrats standing by as Democratic institutions and traditions, he claims, are being watered down by the administration. A 7-year-old boy dead in L.A. County. His parents under arrest after the child's body was found in a freezer.
It's indescribable, you know, knowing that I have kids and knowing that I know the people here, that I, they're neighbors. You don't expect for something like that to happen.
Neighbor Christian Torres, deputies from the sheriff's office called to an apartment for a welfare check. Three other children found inside the residence, all now in protective custody. Dodgers repeat championship hopes on the brink after they lose Game 5 of the World Series to the Blue Jays 6-1. Jeff Scott, California News.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This message is from the Friday Group, a coalition of conservative friends and families. Please vote no on Proposition 50. Vote in person on Election Day. This is the most secure way to vote. If you can't do this, please take your ballot to Republican headquarters. If you need your ballot picked up, we can do this too. Go to rpsloc.org for addresses and phone numbers. If all else fails, drop it in the mail now. Your vote is crucial. We need your vote. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Dojo Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 7:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Lessons learned from destructive wildfires in Ventura County have given avocado growers a fighting chance to save their orchards when the next big blaze hits. Ben Faber, University of California Cooperative Extension Citrus and Avocado Advisor for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties, learned from the effects of the 2017 Thomas Fire and last year's Mountain Fire that well-irrigated avocado trees can recover from a fast-moving blaze within 4 months. Faber cautioned growers not to give up on their trees, as fire damage in avocado trees can initially look bad but turn out to be superficial. You have to wait to let the tree tell you what's going to happen, he said. November 6th marks the one-year anniversary of the Mountain Fire, which damaged 389 acres of avocados, according to the Ventura County Agricultural Commissioner's Office. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Some clouds tomorrow morning, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the low 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers, partly cloudy on Thursday next week. Low 80s Saturday, Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, mid 70s on Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 73 a week from today. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 720.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's fall color collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower following a productive meeting between President Trump and China's leader Xi, though investors are still focused on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's comments that another interest rate cut in December is not a foregone conclusion. Alphabet parent of Google rose more than 4% at the open to a record. Its quarter was upbeat. It is spending big on AI. Microsoft shares down more than 1.5%. Though it also had a strong quarter, investors are looking at its AI spending. Similar story at Meta Platforms, parent of Facebook. Spending cut into its earnings and the stock's down more than 12%. MasterCard's profit rose in the summer quarter. It was seeing resilient demand across all consumers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The glow, the laughter, that feeling that the holidays have finally arrived. Slow Holiday Lights, they don't just hang lights. They create red carpet holiday experiences. Design, install, maintain, and remove. So all you have to do is enjoy the magic. Receive 10% off when you book an October install. Call 805-464-7689 or visit holidaylightslow.com. Slow Holiday Lights. The magic is here.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero is open and they're hiring, so if you're interested in a new career as a grocery clerk or if you have culinary skills, simply go to valleyfreshmarkets.com, click on careers Atascadero to apply. It's that easy. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rentals. Same store, same location since 1968 on El Camino Real. 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number, 238-KPRL, to join us on the Thursday edition on The Right Choice. I saw Pepe Le Pew coming into work today. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the
Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Karen on sound off this afternoon, 12:30 to 2. Her and Dan will be discussing some of the stories in the last week or two, including this. The Bike San Luis Obispo County director charged with child molestation and the Satan worshiper and other things going on here in the area. All right, we have our completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll going on. It's simple. Yes or no on Prop 50. The state shows that the people are going to vote 56% yes. So far, we have 15 no and 3 yes. 15 no and 3 yes. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Def.
I wanted to tell you a couple stories that happened in my travels yesterday. I was getting a haircut, and I'm waiting there, and this guy ahead of me gets up and to go get his haircut. And at least he had underwear on, but his pants, he had shorts on, and his pants were like halfway down. And so he got his haircut, and then when he was paying, I said to him, "Hey, you need a littler belt. Your pants are falling off." And he looks at me with a smile, and I didn't smile back. And he says, "Oh, I've lost weight." And then later on, I'm about between 1:30 and 2:00. I'm walking on Pine Street North in the direction of the Cowgirl Cafe, and I'm maybe 50 feet from the Cowgirl Cafe, and they have tables outside there. But anyway, there's this guy that I guess he must be homeless or something. I've seen him around for years and years. But anyway, just as I was almost there, he turns his back to me, and his pants were completely down, with no underwear on. And he sits on one of the chairs at the table at the cafe, out at the Cowgirl Cafe, and I thought, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tell them about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in, and I guess there were a couple waitresses, and I saw one. I said, "Do you work here?" She says, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I just like to tell you, there's a guy sitting out there on one of your chairs, and his pants are completely down, and he's sitting on your chair with a bare ass on his chair." And the one waitress looks at the other one, and she says, "Oh, that must be Larry." And then she says to the other, "Well, can you go out and deal with it?" But anyway, about 10 minutes later, I came out from where I had gone, and I look over there. He's still sitting there at the table. And I guess next time I go by the Cowgirl Cafe, I'm going to go in and I'm going to ask to see the manager or the owner, and I'm going to tell them about that, because they need to know that. I used to live up in Yosemite and worked up there, I worked in the large cafeteria for a while. My girlfriend and I both did. But anyway, up there they had what they called park bums. And they'd come into the cafeteria up there, and they'd sit at a table, and they'd wait for the people to leave who'd been eating there. And if they had leftovers, they'd go over there and sit at the table and just start scarfing down the stuff that was left on their plates. And I'm just thinking that's probably why Larry is there. And, you know, I've been by the Cowgirl Cafe before, and the people that had been eating out there outside, they'd left their plates, you know, and left, and there was a lot of food left on their plates, and that's probably what's going on with this guy. And, I mean, it's just, I had to say something. And am I too critical or too judgmental, or what do you think?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. Well, another incident happened one time on the bus. This guy gets on the bus. He does, and his pants were completely down, no underwear, sits on the bus seat with his bare ass, and I didn't say anything. The second time it happened, just as he was getting off the bus, I said, pull up your pants. And this guy that was getting off the bus with him, evidently he thought I was talking to him. He looks back at me, he says, "You shut your effing mouth. I'm getting off the bus." I thought to myself, oh, I'm sure glad to hear that.
I want to go back to the barbershop. Did this guy look like a dirtbag, or, you know, when he said it, he's lost weight? I mean,
no, he didn't look like a dirtbag.
Okay.
He looked like a normal guy.
Was he older?
No, he was, I'd say, 30 years old.
Okay, so he would be aware that his pants are coming down.
Yeah, at least he had underwear on, but it's still.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't like to see it at all.
Well, hopefully they were clean underwear, too.
I don't know. I didn't examine them that close. But I told a friend of mine one time about the guy on the bus incident, and he said that in the prisons, they don't allow the prisoners to have belts, I guess because they might hang themselves or, you know, do damage to somebody else. But he said that's supposed to be a prison thing. People walking around with their pants all the way down, even when they get out of prison.
Well,
I don't know if that's true or not, but it kind of made sense.
Well, if they did have belts, and they could be performing a public service.
Okay, well, I hate to get on the phone all the time. Radio all the time, but
I
wanted to tell you about that.
I love hearing stories about men's pants coming down.
Yeah, I hope everybody finished their breakfast.
So do I.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, thank you. Bye. Well, hopefully they clean the seats. That would be nice. All right, 15-3, our completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll. Prop 50, yes or no? Californians are going to say, or the latest poll, California-wise, that they are going to say yes on this. Okay, so last hour I teased you a little bit with our youngins here in the state of California. And this is youngins 16 to 24. You know, that age group there. There's over 500,000 of them who aren't working or going to school. And they have, of course, multiple reasons. And your governor has said this is a crisis. And what are the reasons? Well, Newsom points out the dropout rates. Okay. And some of it has to do with the mental capacity of these younger males. In other words, they're having more severe issues. Now, a large percent is in the category of disconnected. Again, meaning they're neither working nor in school. That's 16 to 24-year-olds. And one of it is the rising automation. Imagine that. Remember, we lost, what, over 16,000 jobs when Newsom and his buddies decided to increase the minimum wage for fast food workers. Well, what did they do? Well, they started to automate things a little bit more. So, see ya. See ya, see ya, see ya. Now, some of the other issues is a addiction. Now, this is 16 to 24. And also mental health challenges, which has picked up since COVID. Government-inflicted COVID. And then you have also the social media leading to the mental illness. Now, this goes beyond California because you have a... don't know what the exact percentage is, but there is a more, you know, over the course of, say, 30, 40 years, a higher percentage of younger people that are not working. Now, again, some of this ties into what has happened in the industries with automation. But also what you're seeing is that the younger generations report higher levels of stress and burnout in the workplace. Burnout and stress, 16 to 24. Also that many of these people are searching. They're searching for work that aligns with their values and passions and their feelings. That's part of the fulfillment. And that's why many aren't getting the work that they are looking for because of their values and passions. They don't like, they are disenchanted with the traditional corporate culture, which has changed. Okay. And also they want work-life balance. They're prioritizing living over working. That's what it says here. Well, I may be wrong on this. If you ain't working, you ain't getting any money. So how are you going to live? So they're prioritizing living over working. Okay. And they're burned out by 24. Okay. This bodes well for the future. One of the things that's not in this, what I'm looking at is, and I've talked to some business owners here on the Central Coast in the last few years, you know, this, the living over working is, they're having a difficult time finding people with the hours. In other words, an example is, you have more and more that, well, I don't want to work weekends. Or I sleep late, I go to bed late, so can I come in at 10 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock? This is what these, you know, some of these business owners that I've talked to in the last few years have told me. And I'm in disbelief. No, it's not that I don't believe them, but I'm just in disbelief that this is what's going on out there. Where did these kids learn anything? Their parents, their mentors, their teachers, whatever, if they were in trades or something like that, didn't they tell them the realities of the real world? And if you work at a younger age, you know, 15 or 16, hopefully you'll find out these values. Yeah, you may not like everything you do, but this is what you have to do. You signed on for this. You have to be here at this time, et cetera, et cetera. That's called the real world. And apparently they're not willing to face that, or, well, they're not, because they don't want to do it. And then you also have the influence of social media, which obviously we know can be very misleading. And it gives not just younger kids, but other people, unrealistic perceptions of what reality is. Okay. And this is becoming a bigger issue across the country. So what does that mean? Well, you'll have to talk to business leaders because it is becoming a problem. And who knows, with the AI as part of the automation increasing, just think, you know, 10 or 15 years from now, what possibly. Chris, I know you know more than I do about AI, but is there potential down the road for AI taking over some kind of careers that we would think that would be automated? Because I think when most of us think automation, we think factory or fast foods. Is there beyond that in, say, let's just traditional jobs like maybe a CPA or even an attorney? Is that possible?
That I'm not certain. I think it's possible people might try it, but there's so much imperfection in AI as is that I'd never want an AI as an attorney, for instance.
Okay.
But, you know, as technology gets better, who knows if that's going to change? Because, you know, right now, I'm speaking of right now, what I know about AI, I wouldn't trust it. But again, technology might get better or it might stagnate. It's hard to tell, really, when you're not on the inside.
Well, I always go back to the AI with this thing. Humans input AI, right?
To an extent.
Okay. Now, they may say, I guess you could say, well, we've done these tests, and the AI, their percentage is higher than a real person. And people may feel secure in that. So we will see. But this is, I don't know if dangerous is the right word, but it's certainly a caution for the future. Okay, here, voting absolutely no on Prop 50. California is terribly underrepresented for conservatives already. This would make it much worse. Okay. Told my kids if he votes yes, his rent is going up. All right. Bribery could work. Must be fun at the dinner table. Two, voting no. No on 50. What if your ballot doesn't have a polling place? Just a something number here. Well, you can call. Call your, I'm assuming this is San Luis Obispo County, so you can call the county clerk recorder's office and find out if it doesn't have a whatever number it says, CON, con number. I don't know. I forget which side of, but if you look up at the top of the ballot, it should have it there on that envelope where your polling place is. But again, call the county clerk recorder's office and they should be able to help you out with that, but just don't discard it. One of the issues that I saw yesterday on this came in regarding the no and the fact that this tied in with yesterday's sound off regarding the voter registration is, since this is just a single ballot measure that's on, that I guess according to this, historically, that Republicans won't show up. Let's see here. Although the Republican registration is up, too many current registered Republicans are not voting. If one needs clarifying information, they can call their local Republican office. Please stress to vote. Yeah, just because it's this is extremely important vote. If you are displeased with the way things are right now, if this goes through, you're going to be a hell of a lot more displeased after the fact. So you got to go to the poll. It's extreme, or you have to vote, period. It's extremely important. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Just say no. No on Prop 50 redistricting. So, yes, we have only 9 congressional seats that are Republicans, and this would take it down to 4. I did want to just call in because you were asking, or someone was asking, if there was not a polling location on their ballot. They may be in a mail ballot only precinct, and what that means is they they do not have a home precinct where they can sign a roster and have a precinct ballot. So what they can do is go, I think it's unconstitutional, sorry. But what they can do is go to the upstairs of the Atascadero Library at the County Clerk Recorder's North County office, which is only open for a week this time. You can go there and vote on an ICX machine, and it will pull up your precinct. There's only a yes or a no, but you can pull up your precinct, and you can vote on that machine, and that's somewhat of an in-person vote. But there's not any way for them to vote on a precinct ballot, and I'm very sorry about that, but that's typically rural areas. And they have some designated as mail ballot only precincts. So if they go to a poll, Darcia, they have to fill out a provisional ballot.
Darcia, since you live in a rural area, do you have a place to go?
I do. Mine is back at San Miguel. That is 8 miles away. Sometimes it's 12 miles away when they sent me to Paso Robles. And last November, as you know, many people had to go almost 15 miles to get to their precinct to vote in person. But I do have an in-person precinct, and I choose to vote in person on Election Day because that is constitutional. Right.
Okay, last hour somebody mentioned the fact that he heard that there was going to be, if this goes the wrong way, meaning if it passes, that there is going to be a state constitutional fight against it. Do you know anything about that?
It's very possible. I mean, the way that they put this through is just completely, I'll call it undemocratic. They had people draw up the maps, and then they pushed it through the legislature, and people don't even know where it came from and how it got passed. But it's on the ballot, and they say, we'll put it out to a vote of the people. But you know what I know about the machines counting and about the voter rolls. So I guess I have a set of voter rolls that I requested, that I've received. I have some research to do, but we want to get back to in-person voting as quickly as possible.
Well, yeah, let's concentrate on getting the people who aren't thrilled about voting on this one issue to get out and vote. It's extremely important.
If every Republican and some of the no party preference people will vote and get their ballot in, we win every time. That's all that needs to be said. Please, please, please vote.
Okay, thanks. We're up against it. Appreciate it. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. CHP released a statement of a single vehicle collision that resulted in major injuries on Indian Valley Road. A 30-year-old woman driving a 2002 GMC Sierra pickup veered off the west edge of the roadway for an unknown reason on October 28th. A passerby noticed the vehicle off a steep cliff and called 911. The driver was extricated and airlifted to a hospital. The collision is still under investigation. A routine traffic stop by CHP led to the discovery of a possible human trafficking incident, according to a social media post made by CHP. An officer made an enforcement stop on a speeding vehicle on the US 101 here in the North County and observed indicators of criminal activity. CHP says two victims of human trafficking were identified in a following investigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 43 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump flying home from Asia for a White House Halloween after the crowning deals in Asia in his meeting with China's President Xi.
From 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, I would say the meeting was a 12.
Fox's Doug Luzader.
Both sides really lowered the temperature with China agreeing to buy U.S. soybeans and allow the export of rare earth elements. And while Trump said the thorny issue of Taiwan did not come up, the two sides did agree to work together on Ukraine, he said.
And returning to the U.S., government shutdown day 30 with no paychecks, air traffic staffing issues piling up with a ground stop at Bizik Newark
Liberty last night. French police arrest five more suspects in the Louvre heist, hoping to retrieve the French crown jewels, now with seven in custody. America is listening to Fox News.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
You know what's better than falling in love? Falling into fortune at the Tachi Palace. No painful heartbreak, just cold hard cash. Every Friday in October and November, win up to $5,000 cash or Tachi cash. Then stick around for our October grand prize drawing. You could win the premium gift of the week plus $5,000 cash. So fall into fortune at the Tachi Palace, where falling actually improves your balance. Your bank account balance.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine, mid-80s, clear tonight. Maybe a couple of clouds, overnight lows in the mid-40s, low 80s on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, Tuesday, mid-70s with some clouds. Cloudy Wednesday, upper 60s with a 30% chance of rain. Next Thursday, some clouds and sunshine, mid-70s. Today's UV index will be 4, up and down, 7:24 a.m., 6:10 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Just about 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and your community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at reasonable price. Don't forget, Tascadero Colony Days Committee, in partnership and with others and the city, is excited to announce this year's Colony Day Parade and Festival is, well, it is moving. It'll be November 15th. Okay, so in that, with the Fall Festival in the heart of downtown for more than 51 years, so... And get ready for the floats and the community groups and the marching bands and all this other kind of stuff. So mark your calendar for November 15th. That's the Atascadero Fall Festival, including the Colony Days Parade. All right, the city of Paso Robles is getting ready for the New Year's Eve celebration in the downtown city park. And the city is seeking food truck vendors with unique menus and festive decor to complement the event, while avoiding direct competition with nearby downtown restaurants. And this great display will be at 9 p.m. And, of course, it's going to celebrate with the New Year's Eve on the West, on the East Coast time, so families can enjoy the occasion and still be home and blah, blah, blah. Now, if you're interested in the food truck vendor, you can apply. Go to the city website. You'll be able to find very easy to navigate through their website. So, again, get ready for it. The food truck vendors, City of Paso Robles, looking for New Year's Eve. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got your dinner Wednesday through Sunday. They've got brunch on the weekends and lunch every day. 7 minutes away from 8 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, hosting a special event with the buyers coming to the store to buy your jewelry and art just like they did last year. Okay, local celebrities, let's see here. Cynthia Fishbeck, Don Vaughn, Burke Goering, Danielle Brown, Bud Chase, Lynn Althaus, Jamie Umpenhauer back there in Oklahoma, where the sun comes sleeping down. Julie and David Oppheim and Randy and Tina Stinchfield back there in Tennessee. Those are your local celebrities on my right-hand side. Second president of the United States, Mr. John Adams, 1735-1826. Also, we have Bull Halsey, one of our great admirals, 1882, 1959. Charles Atlas, the 97-pound weakling, 1885, 1972. Got a kick out of her in Every Which Way But Loose. Ruth Gordon, 1896, 1985. Patsy Montana, I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart, country singer, 1914, 1996. Herschel Bernardi, Fiddler on the Roof, and I forget what show he was in, too. Anyway, 1923, 1986. Slugger, Joe Adcock, 1927, 1999. Onward we go. Richard Gator from... I love the scene at the end of this movie on the Ed Sullivan Show with Paul Lynde and those idiots. Bye Bye Birdie, he was in, Richard. 1931, 2017. Jim Perry, All-Star, Cy Young Award winner. 1935, Dick Vermeil, coach of the Bruins and others. 1936, Eddie Holland, one of the great writers from the Motown with Holland, Dozier, Holland. 1939, Gray Slick. Jefferson Airplane, 1939. Jim Ray Hart, he played with the Giants and others, 1941. My man Otis Williams, singer with the Temptations, 1941. Henry Winkler, Happy Days, 1945. From AC/DC, Chris Slade, 1946. Timothy B. Schmidt from Poco and others. Toured a little bit with Jackson Browne. That'll put you to sleep. 1947, cool wide receiver out of Arizona State. First round pick, J.D. Hill, 1948. Pretty good hoopster, Phil Chenier, 1950. Defensive back, Levi Johnson with the Lions. Also, Harry Hamlin, L.A. Law, 1951. Country singer, T. Graham Brown, 1954. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Diego Maradona, the legendary soccer player, 1960. Ty Detmer, quarterback, 1967. The rapper Snow, 1968. Pretty good linebacker out of Georgia Tech, Keith Brookings, 1975. The big guy from University of Michigan, hoopster, Maurice Taylor, 1976. I think his nickname was Truck, I think. From a Yonkers, New York, and a World Series champion with the San Francisco Giants, second baseman, Joe Panik, 1990, and Heisman Trophy winner, still playing with the Commanders now. Marcus Mariota, 1993. Passing away on this day, who do we have? Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. That is from Ella Wheeler Wilcox, the poet. She died in 1919. Tammy Grimes passed away in 2016. Al Molinaro from The Odd Couple, and he was the owner of Arnold's in Happy Days. He died in 2015. Robert Goulet, the singer, died in 2007. Allegedly, it was said that Elvis Presley shot his TV when he saw Robert Goulet on it. Peggy Ryan, the dancer with Donald O'Connor, 2004. Steve Allen in 2000 is when he said goodbye. And that is it. All right. Elvis in the Tiger Room there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the gentleman who, well, shall we say, John Adams, one of the founding fathers. Remember, he passed away on the same day as Thomas Jefferson did. And they didn't talk for a while, over 12 years. It was not until Adams' daughter passed away that there was correspondence started up. But Jefferson had died earlier in the day. And, of course, you know, back in the day, Adams didn't know, and he said, Jefferson survives. Founding father, second president of the United States, leader of the American Revolution that helped achieve the independence from Great Britain, and he did so much, dedicated his life, and he was a lawyer and political activist, obviously, and he defied the anti-British sentiment and was a big proponent of the Republic. All right, Chris, I'm a little late.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage and Pass Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Pass Robles High School Drama, Leadership, Business, and Art Clubs in collaboration with other clubs will present A Haunted Maze tonight and tomorrow. Experience Ghost Stories, a tale of La Llorona in a shadowy haunted maze of terror. The maze will be available from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Pass Robles High School student parking lot. Join the city of Paso Robles or Atascadero for a night of Halloween fun. Tomorrow, Paso Robles from 4 to 7 p.m. in the downtown area, and Atascadero tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. in the downtown area as well. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
This is kind of funny. Benjamin Franklin summarized what many thought of Adams, saying, "He means well for his country, is always an honest man and often a wise one, but sometimes, and in some things, absolutely out of his senses." All right. One more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.